What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
The calendar indicates that this is the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of October 19th, 2018. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We always use the Friday dates going into the weekend. Many of our affiliate radio stations all across the country air the program on Saturday, some on Sundays, several on both days. So the best way for you to know if you want to come and look at the show notes, perhaps you're driving and you want to make note of something that we talked about, or you want to hear your call and somehow missed it, what? Gasp. How could you miss any of Into Tomorrow? Cool. You can always subscribe to our free podcast as well. But we give you the dates so that you can come back and look for those show notes. As I mentioned, this weekend, October 19th. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Beth Gatrell.
And in the control room, Erasmo, working with us out of New York City, is Horatio. And Joe out of Atlanta. We've got people spread out everywhere. Beth normally working out of Naples, but she's doing the hour and a half drive across the state.
2 hours.
Well, okay, because she keeps the speed limit. Sorry. The 2 hour drive across the state to join us in studio to help you. And we're happy to have you.
Why, thank you.
It's our pleasure. Tech news and commentary, and then we will get to your calls where we hopefully solve your digital dilemmas. It's just what we do.
Earlier this week, news broke that T-Mobile was testing a new 36-month installment plan that would let users pay off pricey smartphones over a 3-year period instead of the usual 2 years. And it's really sad, if you ask me, that phones have gotten so expensive that you have to have a 3-year payment plan to pay them off.
Exactly. It's like going with a 50-year mortgage instead of the typical 30-year because it's too much.
Well, you know, those plans have officially launched. T-Mobile's announcement notes that phones like the Samsung Galaxy S9, Galaxy S8, LG G7 Think, or Thin Q, must be that Korean spelling, will be eligible for the plan.
And LG does not stand for life's good, just making sure you know that.
Yeah. Of course, they didn't mention iPhones being eligible for this 3-year financing.
Oh, of course
really?
Not.
Yeah. Well, no, because they have to front a whole lot more money for the iPhones.
Yeah. Combined with the company's trade-in offers, they're saying customers can pay as little as $10 a month for your new smartphone. Now, while that number may be a bit optimistic, if you're looking to save on your monthly bill, it's probably not a bad option.
Yeah, true. At least you have some options. I didn't hear you mention the Note 9, though.
No,
that's not among them.
Right. You know, and check the terms if you're somebody who likes to upgrade your phone regularly. You know, I'm on T-Mobile, and I pay extra for their Jump plan, which is $12 a month, which is a combination. It's weird the way they combine it because it's like a phone protection plan, like insurance, and the ability to upgrade earlier. So I don't really know how they work that together. But that gives me the ability to trade my phone in after a year. And they'll take the trade in to pay off the balance of the phone.
So you can actually get a new phone once a year.
Right, which I'm actually eligible this month, but I decided not to spend the extra money because I have the 8, and if I wanted to go to the 10, it'd be the same money every month, but I'd have to put $290 down and who has that kind of money for an Apple product?
All the Apple fanboys and girls.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they find it somehow or other.
Right, so keep that in mind. Look into this, because if you're paying for 36 months, it may be like a year and a half before you're eligible to upgrade instead of just a year. So they haven't said that yet.
Yet. Yeah, good luck.
And so exciting, you know, I'm keeping you updated on Snapchat here.
Oh, jeez.
One of their newest updates includes new filters that recognize your cat. So you can take snaps with your cat.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. I'm done.
Because cat people didn't have enough weird stuff.
It didn't recognize my dog, though.
Well, no, because it's a cat filter.
It's only for cats, apparently.
Put your dog in a cat costume and see if it'll work.
There, I could try that.
You have Erasmo's attention, because he's got cats and dogs, but he might want to use the new Snapchat filter for his cat.
You might. We used it last night. It worked really well. And another update Snapchat has, which is pretty cool, although it doesn't seem to be working for me, so you'll have to let me know if any of you can use it. But you should be able to scan any product and have it come up with a box to tell you information about the product and where you can buy it on Amazon.
Really?
So,
and you've tried for several days many products, and none of them are coming
up? It's not working, so I don't know if it just knows that I shouldn't be shopping right now, or maybe I'm missing something. So please, if one of you out there have tried this new Snapchat filter, not the cats, I got that covered, but the Amazon purchasing, please let me know what I'm doing wrong. Thanks.
Okay, and what number should they call to tell you it's working for me? Why isn't it working for you?
They should call 800-899-INTO or 800-899-4686.
Okay. Are you sure it's not like popping up with a little message saying, Beth, don't bother. You can't afford this.
You know, I'm trying it as we speak on the Zephyr Hills bottle I have sitting in front of me, and it's not working.
Of course, you have Snapchat, too?
Well, I have it, but I only use it for the filters, and that could be one reason.
He never answers.
Really know how to use it. So you sent me a Snapchat or something?
All the time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to use it.
You're ignoring Beth's Snapchats. And unfortunately, lately I've had more and more people saying, "Oh, I'll send it to you on Snapchat." And I said, "Don't bother. I don't have that. I don't use that. I use everything else." I said, "Send me a text. Send me an email. Send me a Facebook message. Send me a tweet. How about Instagram?" No, I don't use any of those. But Snapchat, it's like, oh my God.
Well, you know, I live in the world of teenagers. That's all they use is Snapchat.
Oh, that's true. And it's probably because it just always goes away quickly.
Yeah,
but you can say
much.
Anything that prohibits you from doing a screen capture real quick?
Well, it tells the person that you took a screenshot.
Oh, it does?
So the only way I've seen them go around it is to have their friend with a phone take a picture of the screen.
So they're actually taking a picture with another phone of their phone?
Yes.
Oh, boy. But I didn't know it. How do it know?
It just knows, and it'll tell
you. And it'll
report.
And so
it would tell me Chris took a screenshot if he ever looked at my Snapchat.
I don't ever open Snapchat. My son does when he plays with my phone. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew that Uber's upcoming initial public offering, or IPO, because Uber's planning to go public next year, could be worth as much as $120 billion? Uber says it now handles 15 million rides or food deliveries each and every day. 15 million. And most of the food deliveries are to Chris, I think. The ride-hailing giant is the highest-valued venture-backed private company in the world, with a valuation of $72 billion. So their IPO, they could raise $120 billion. And, of course, that if you're into stocks, you may want to look into that, because it might be something to get. We're not recommending it, because we don't do that. But you never know.
Well, I only used them for one food delivery to get some Thai food one night, and their Uber driver didn't speak a word of English and kept trying to talk to me in Spanish, and I don't know what they were saying. They seemed nice, but didn't understand them, so yeah. Sent them on their way.
Sent them on their way. Did you get the food?
I got the food.
All right. Well, that's what counts, right? Sorry, yeah. At least you enjoyed the food.
Several state officials who manage public funds with holdings in Facebook want to see CEO Mark Zuckerberg out as chairman of the social network's board.
I think the planet wants to see Zuckerberg out. Yeah, enough already.
So. Well, you know, that may not happen. I'll tell you why. On Wednesday, the state treasurers of Rhode Island, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, as well as the New York City comptroller, signed on as co-filers of a shareholder proposal that asks Facebook's board of directors to make the role of board chair an independent position. The proposal is mostly symbolic. Zuckerberg has nearly 60% of voting power among shareholders, ooh, thanks to his mass of super voting shares. Now, that class of stock apparently is worth 10 times more voting power than a normal share. So he would essentially have to vote himself out of the position.
And that's not likely to happen.
Exactly.
Gosh. Unreal. So, yeah, now I see what you mean. It's not likely to happen. Don't hold your breath. But still, at some point, step down, get out of the way, and get rid of a bunch of your people who are just blocking everybody's posts because they think it's appropriate or something. You know, we call that censorship. Shouldn't happen. You know, play the game right, or just don't do it. Enough already. Can you tell I'm upset about some of that? I mean, I'm even trying to post happy birthday to some friends online, and it's not coming out. And it's like, well, how dumb is that? You know, I know they don't like because I slammed Zuckerberg, so all of a sudden I'm sure somewhere somebody marked, okay, Graveline, that's it, don't put his posts up.
You've been blacklisted.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, then I've done good.
The only problem I've had is sharing my Instagram post to Facebook once in a while. Sometimes it takes a couple times.
Oh, you have to just try it again and then again and then, oh, mm-hmm. finally, there it is. Mm-hmm. And they own both companies.
Oh.
And I've personally never been censored, but I've had several friends that have posted for the first time in a while and finally saying, well, I'm finally out of Facebook jail.
So I've seen that a lot,
I've had
too.
Several friends that have been, put in time out.
Hmm. And let me guess their party affiliation.
You probably don't have to.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's one of the problems, I'm guessing. A new initiative called DRIVE, which stands for Digital Research, Informatics, and Virtual Environments, is focused on improving medical treatments for children using technology. That part I like. Part of the project uses virtual reality to immerse kids in a dinosaur-themed environment to keep them occupied as they're being treated for various illnesses.
Oh, that's good.
So to that extent, that is good. And I think that that's very awesome. They're talking about virtual environments. So they're using some virtual reality, perhaps some augmented reality as well, in this new initiative called DRIVE, which again, Digital Research, Informatics, and Virtual Environments. You wonder if they came up with that first and then said, hey, it spells DRIVE. Or the other way around. Because why would you use DRIVE to treat kids anyway? You know, come up with something that's kids-related. They don't drive.
Because kids drive you crazy.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, now I get it. But good luck to them, because I think that's awesome. And if it'll help kids do with treatments, I think I sent both of you, because you both have youngins, a recent post that I ran across where some doctor's offices are now putting kids on the virtual reality headset when it's time to get a shot. So they'll play something, a cartoon even, or anything to distract them. But some of the things that they're using actually have the characters in the virtual reality that are rubbing something on someone's arm, which then the nurse or doctor would be rubbing the alcohol, right? And then they're kind of tapping their arm, like, you know, giving them, some kind of good credit or something. And the kids are laughing because it's funny or something. But that's when they then insert the needle and deliver the medicine, for example, a vaccine or what have you. And then the character is seen putting a Band-Aid on the other character's arm or what have you. And the kids like it, and they follow through. And then when they're finished, they take off the headset. Oh, look, I got a Band-Aid just like that character. Meanwhile, no screaming about the pinch.
They should have given me one of those headsets when I got my flu shot.
Nothing
hurt, and I didn't even get a lollipop.
No. Aww. No, but you got a $10 Publix gift card.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Cheryl in Greenwich, Connecticut, listens on News Talk AM 1490 WGCH. Hello, Cheryl.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I took a class online, and they requested that I sign up for Facebook, which I did at the time. And I put in information. They said I didn't have to put in my real birth date or anything. So I put in information at that time, and I didn't use it again. And now I forgot what that information was, and I can't get on Facebook again. So I don't know if there's any way I could wipe the slate and then start over. I really hardly use a lot of things in technology because I don't have training in it.
Well, but you're smart enough to be listening to Into Tomorrow. So see, that's how we're going to help you. But Cheryl, really, it doesn't sound like you were using that account anyway. So why don't you just make a new one? That would be the easiest solution. If you remember the email address that you used to create it, you may be able to still get it back, though, your original info. You can do that at facebook.com/login/identify. And if you do that, and don't worry if you're driving or something, we'll have it in our show notes at intotomorrow.com for you. Look for the show for October 19th, hour 2. There you are. That will help get you back on Facebook. If you don't know your credentials, as they're called, you might as well just start fresh with that account that matches some of your information, at least.
And even if you don't want to share your personal information, and who could blame you if you didn't, you can still make another account with new, fresh, made-up birthdays.
True.
It's against Facebook's terms of service, but it's not like they don't lie to us for their advantage, so might as well do the same.
Now, that's a good point. Facebook has lied to us anyway. Yeah, well, a couple people managed to hack in. Yeah, millions. Mm-hmm. And well, a few of our customers had their information released. Yeah, 51 million of them. Well, you know, okay, so lie to Facebook, they lie to us. I like Beth's point.
Yeah, and remember that doing something against terms of use isn't illegal. It's just their term saying, if you want to use our service, this is what we expect from you.
You're supposed to be at least 13. But I know a lot of parents that have let their kids get a Facebook account at 8 or 9 or 10 years old, and they said, just lie, to put this year as your birth year instead. And what? Just do it.
You know. You can join Chris's friends in Facebook jail.
Yep, exactly.
Now, ultimately, if you weren't a real user and you don't want to get back pictures or friends or any kind of memories that may be linked to the account, there's no reason not to go with the path of least resistance and just create a brand new account instead of trying to get access to the old one that you never treated as a real account to begin with.
And when you get back on, check us out as well.
There you go. FB.com or Facebook.com/IntoTomorrow. We hope you like our page. You can follow us, too, at Dave Graveline on Facebook. On Instagram, on Twitter. I keep it easy. Make it easy for everybody, and I'll follow you back as well. And we'll be friends. Let's be friends, shall we? IntoTomorrow.com. Join us there, won't you?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Seeing people fiddling with their phone or driving under the influence really ticks some folks off, and it should. They're a menace to all of us. But if you're in a self-driving car and only a passenger, why not? Or should you be paying attention to the road anyway, just in case, in a self-driving car? Your thoughts? 800-899-INTO. Erosmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell.
And I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Today's laptops don't allow you to upgrade them later. With a tip on making the right decision, here's Ken Higgins with OWC. Ken?
Thanks, Dave. A trend with today's laptops, including Apple MacBooks, is to solder in DRAM and SSD, making it impossible to upgrade later. This limits you to the original amount of DRAM and SSD capacity forever. So, to make sure your laptop runs at its best for as long as possible, we recommend ordering the maximum amount of DRAM and storage you can afford. However, most desktop computers such as iMacs and Mac Pros still allow you to upgrade DRAM and storage, which makes it easier to extend the life of your desktop computer. Remember, more DRAM always means a faster computer. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. But if they're soldering it, why can't you unsolder it? Well, of course, you have to be into that and know what you're doing without messing up the rest of your motherboard. But, I mean, you could, I guess, right? De-solder some things in theory and replace them. But, no, but Ken's right. They're just making it very difficult, thank you, Apple and other manufacturers, so that you're just stuck with using that or handing it down and buying a whole new one because you can't upgrade it.
Well, it was like the first SSD laptop I had. I wanted to upgrade the hard drive space, so we got our hands on a nice big SSD drive for inside a laptop. And I opened up the laptop, and the drive on that one was just a chip that was inserted onto the motherboard. So yeah. I couldn't. It wasn't a standard drive that you can just go in and replace. So keep that thing in mind too.
But you can replace that chip, however.
You can, yeah.
Because it was a plug-in, right?
Right.
So you unplugged it. You could buy another one, right. More expensive, more storage, more memory, what have you, larger. And then plug that in.
Of course, that didn't help me at that moment.
No, of course it didn't. But darn these manufacturers for just trying to lock you in and that's it. So that's why Ken's advice, as always, is very good. Then just go for the most you can, budget higher, and get more because you're going to use more RAM and more storage.
And we've been saying that for years. You can never have too much RAM or hard drive space or your SSD space. So always get the most you can afford.
Very true. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Of course you do, but there's an occasional person with their hand up. We got you covered. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. Little box pops up. Put in your email address only, and we don't share it with anyone. And among other things, tech news, who's on the show this week, some thoughts to make you smile. We also have some cool things.
We even started this last week telling you what kind of questions we're going to be addressing on the following show. So if you have a similar thing, you might tune in and hear an answer.
Well, of course, you're going to tune in anyway, but maybe we've pinpointed something that's been on your mind, and you can join us that way. Beth's tech tip this week, for example,
is about Halloween coming up, and many people enjoy being scared or scaring others, and you can head online and get scared right from your desks by visiting virtual haunted houses, scary videos, and surprise pop-ups.
Among many other things. So do stay tuned, but sign up for our free tech newsletter at intotomorrow.com.
Engineered for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage, the OWC Thunderblade brings unprecedented performance with capacities up to 8 terabytes and transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, saving you time and money. The Thunderblade is the fastest Thunderbolt 3 external drive OWC has ever made, which allows you to ingest, duplicate, and edit in the office or on location at the highest possible speeds. Learn more about the OWC Thunderblade at owcdigital.com.
Do all your electronic devices work the way you work, and you don't care whose logo is on it? Does your tech sometimes let you down? What? Well, if it ever does, you know, you can call us here at Into Tomorrow anytime, 24/7. We can help with any digital dilemmas that you may have and have been doing so for 22 years now. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. Know that you can join us anytime, toll-free, anywhere in North America. Skype into us from anywhere in the world if you'd like at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or even better, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. And that would be awesome. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and get us on your device and participate that way. Technology company Google is looking at some common pressure points that employees and small business owners face and giving a few tips to make the workplace a little more enjoyable and organized. Who doesn't want that? Here to share with us is Google expert from Google, Ryan Tabone. Ryan, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Anytime we can give advice about how to work smarter, how to make things better, certainly more enjoyable and productive and so forth, it always seems like that's a great idea. But then is it hard enough to get people to change, to do something different in order to make that happen?
Well, indeed it is. I mean, change management is actually a really hard problem, as any business owner or just individual person will tell you, because they are used to their existing flows. And what ends up happening is, over time, as we're working, we get used to the flows that we've been doing. The thing is that these aren't necessarily the most efficient. It's really what we've learned to do in order to get something done. And so we actually looked at this problem and studied how people go about their work week and where they spend their time and how much of it is actually on creative time as well, and how much of it is on just the overhead of actually producing the work that matters.
Well, and to be fair, how much of it is on time on social media as well, or doing things that perhaps are not work-related that the boss may not be quite so thrilled with? That kind of enters into it as well, right?
Definitely, it does. Although I guess we're not trying to be police in these instances. We're really trying to say when you're working, we want to make you as productive as possible.
Love it. Okay, good.
So, well, I'll ask you, Dave, how much time do you spend on email in a week?
Oh, way too much. I mean, I couldn't really tell you, because I'm literally on it constantly. I mean, even as I travel the world, headed to China again next week for another tech event and so forth, I'm literally on it at any waking moment.
And you're not alone. The average employee gets about 120 emails per day. And when I say that, everyone says, wow, that must be a gross underestimate.
Yeah, I wish I only got that many. It would be manageable.
Right. And so, as you said, we spend all of our time on email. And so you see this, that people have, you know, their smartphones, that people feel like they have to respond all the time. They're walking around like zombies with their heads down, tapping away on these small screens.
Yeah.
And you end up spending so much time sending responses. We end up looking at those responses. You know, a lot of them fall into similar categories of, you know, a thank you or check, you know, congratulating or any type of number of different things. So as an example, even time responses. And we looked at this and said, okay, well, can we actually do something better? Can we actually save the time of actually writing those types of emails? And so we launched something called Smart Reply earlier this month in Gmail. And what it does is that for every email coming in, we'll actually look at the content of the email, and we'll generate three responses at the bottom for you. So that time-sensitive notion I mentioned before last mm-hmm. week, when I got a question of, oh, hey, when can I get this done, the three responses that were generated for me were, I'm working on it now, I'll get it to you tomorrow, or let me get back to you with a time. And when I look back at my responses, I saw that those actually had matched what I had written previously. And that's because Smart Reply actually learns over time how you write. You know, if you're a thanks rather than a thank you person or you like to use exclamation points, it'll actually adjust over time.
So it'll learn my habits and offer those as responses?
Right, exactly. Ah. And the idea behind this is that we want to get you to a point where instead of you're trying to tap away and maybe misspell on these repetitive responses, you can just with two taps get them done and sent out immediately and go back to your workday.
But now, Ryan, let me ask you this, and I love that idea by all means, especially if I can lie and say working on it now. but what reminds me then to go back and read what is now perhaps a marked red email that I then need to follow up on?
Right. Well, keep in mind, this is just generating a response for you. So you would go and use this in the workflow that you would normally use. So, you know, if this is something that you would send and then leave in your inbox as a way of tracking versus, you know, using filters or any other set of reminder systems, you know, this would still fall into your workflow. Mm-hmm. The key point here is that instead of spending the time that you would normally writing these emails, I mean, which for some people is 10 or 30 seconds per email, and if we're talking about 120 per day, it adds up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we're trying to get that time back.
Well, and that makes perfect sense. And I think the opportunity there, as long as we're not now missing the content of that email that we do need to address, especially if we said, you know, I'll get back to you or you'll have it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and goes and we didn't do it because, oops, it was an already read email and we were busy with the other unread emails. I guess that's
right,
one of the
yeah,
things that I'm concerned about, too, for people.
Yeah, the goal is for this to be still your intent, not to be, you know, putting words in your mouth, right?
It's, yeah.
Oh, frequently what we see for users of this, they say, I think about what I was about to type and you already have a response there, if not something better. I mean, the best part about this is that, with all of our applications, we're constantly updating them. So if you're a Gmail user, you will see this just appear today on your mobile devices. It'll just be at the bottom where you can try it out already.
Ah, okay. And of course, being an Android, I am obviously a Google user in every sense of the word. So that's something I will look forward to. You guys did a lot of things, though, in terms of available tools. What are the other things that you guys are working on now that help us to, in fact, be more productive?
Yeah. So, I mean, this one example represents how we take all the technologies that we have available to us that are converging today, right? Smartphones, the uprise of cloud technologies, making content always available, mm-hmm. and machine learning, where we're able to make these predictions based on observations. And we're taking that, we're baking it into all of our applications for the office, which we call G Suite. Another example where people spend their time, where we really try to optimize what was going on is meetings. I mean, meetings are not an infrequent thing that happens. But it turns out that people spend as much time scheduling time for the meeting as spending time in the meeting itself.
Oh, geez.
And this gets even worse if you have many people who are spread throughout the world.
Yeah.
And so we launched a feature called Find a Time, where it will account for things like time zones or when people normally meet, and it will suggest times when everyone can meet that you've invited. And if there is no available time in the near future, we'll actually suggest meetings you can move to make it so that everyone can meet. So the idea, again, is instead of a 30-minute scheduling practice, you can do it in one click.
I love it. And again, if that doesn't help make us more productive, then I don't know what will, because that is an issue. And like you said, if you spend more time organizing a meeting than actually conducting it, and unfortunately, meetings are still necessary. It's just the world we live in, especially from a business standpoint. You've got to get together and brainstorm some things or go over new procedures or whatever the case. Then anything to make that easier has got to help everybody in the long run.
Yeah, that's the goal. And again, this happens with all of our products. We really try and look at where the inefficiencies are and extract them out. Can I ask you about one more?
Sure.
What's your reaction when I say the word spreadsheet?
Ugh.
Perhaps
boring would be the next one.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, again, you're not uncommon here. Some people get really excited. I am sadly one of the people who gets really excited about spreadsheets.
Okay, Ryan, we need to get you some help.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
You get excited about spreadsheets. Whoa.
I do. But, you know, the thing is that spreadsheets are actually the largest source of data in businesses. But most people don't know how to use them. And so while there are the people who are like myself who get excited to analyze the data and share it with others, the people who don't know how to use spreadsheets, you know, they can break into hives when they see this wall of data. And so what we tried to do is say, well, how do we make this analysis, this really useful data source, which everyone can use to make decisions and move things forward, how do we make it available to everyone as opposed to just the people who know all the secret keyboard shortcuts and formulas? And so we launched a feature called Explore, and that's available throughout all of our editors, our document editors, our presentation editors, docs, and slides. But in Sheets, what it does when you click on it is it actually will analyze your data set and come instantly to you with charts and text insights. And the idea here is that we want to teach you about your data. But we also realize that we may not show the thing that you were looking for. So we also allow you to ask questions in natural language, and we'll come back to you with an answer. And we'll even show you the formula that we had to use to get that in case you want to learn how to actually write formulas.
Oh, now see, I'm liking the idea of an instant chart of something that just helps you at a quick glance, hopefully grasp the overall concept. But I also see what you're saying, that, you know, how do you know whether or not that's the most critical elements here? But if it's a simple thing where it can be charted and you see, whoa, we are wasting a whole lot of time on that as opposed to what we should be doing or something like that, it's got to make an impact on folks. And it's not the boring, typical, for most of us, spreadsheet.
Well, exactly right. And that's the thing, is when you make things visual, they engage with it. And it's about that change that you started with. It allows people to gradually feel more comfortable with it. And when you can ask a question and we come back with an answer without having to know a single formula, that's really changed the game. I mean, when someone can say, what were the top three selling items from last month, and we come back with those top three items by looking at all of your data, and you don't necessarily understand how to process all of it, but we got you an answer. Well, we just made you a lot more powerful, and you didn't have to spend any time, you know, learning to do this analysis.
See, now that's the part I love. Again, it makes perfect sense to do that sort of thing. Is this part of you think, Ryan, industry trends that are hoping to help make businesses, certainly employees of those businesses, think more about efficiency and productivity in general, and be able for all of us to do hopefully a better job?
I do. I mean, those trends that I mentioned before, you know, obviously the smartphone, we're all very familiar with this and how people really live on their phones. And then, you know, cloud technologies really have just been surging in terms of where everyone is moving their content to the cloud because they realize that they have, you know, the reliability and always having the access to this content no matter where they are, no matter what device they're on. And then with machine learning, really trying to take more of this workload off of people. You know, everyone's seeing the power of this. You know, at Google, we're really trying to pave the way, you know, with Smart Reply and that Explore feature I just mentioned. You know, we're unique to the market in that way, and that's why we're trying to spread the word, because we really want people to be able to get that time back by using these tools.
And these are some things that we can already experience, as you mentioned, with Gmail, certainly with Google Docs and Google Sheets, as you discussed, and I'm assuming more to come as you and your team continue to uncover ways to help us be more efficient. efficient.
We do not plan to stop. And if you want to find out, or if anyone who's listening wants to find out more about these features, and as well as features I haven't even mentioned, they can go to gsuite.google.com and learn more about it. And if they're already users, they'll just get these updates and improvements on the fly.
Terrific. gsuite.google.com. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Ryan, you're a delight to chat with. I hope we get to talk again soon, especially as you come up with more cool things that can help all of us, because we want to share that with the world.
I look forward to it, Dave. Thanks for the time.
Terrific. My pleasure, too. Intotomorrow.com. We continue. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Oh, sure, we've got smart speakers, smart thermostats, smart lights, smart TVs, but they're just smart enough to do what they're told. So if you've got any questions about this or anything smart, be smart and join us at Into Tomorrow anytime, 24 hours a day at your convenience, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Beth Gatrell. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Andrea in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800 CKLW. Hello there.
Well, mine's kind of a three-part question.
Okay.
I need to understand how to spec out a computer for using in photography. I know it needs to have large RAM and large memory and needs to be fast. Oh, I want a program for editing and filing photos, but I don't want to be online. So that's part of it is the program. Part of it is how to spec out the computer in the first place. And then I need something that I've got a beautiful new printer, an Epson Tank, the higher level one. And it works great for everything, and it makes beautiful pictures. But every editing program I've used, the colors change between whatever the computer's telling it and what's coming out the printers. So I need to understand how to, you know, get it to go in true color or whatever it is. So it's kind of a complex thing.
Well, Andrea, let's see if we can't unpack that a little bit for you. If you're going to be editing large files, make sure you have plenty of RAM, as you did mention. But that doesn't matter as much for smaller pictures that you may just take, say, on your phone. But if you're using a professional camera and uncompressed formats, having the most RAM possible will absolutely help things along. The processor is important too, of course, like you said as well, but less so than it is for tasks like video editing.
As for your printer, matching colors is not trivial, but the main two things you'll need to do is calibrate your monitor and set the right color profile for your printer. Even then, the paper you pick will have an effect, too. Properly matching colors takes a good amount of work, and you won't be able to do it by adjusting a single setting and walking away. Unfortunately, this will require calibration and trial and error.
Yeah, and as your machine, the very least you'll need 16 gigabytes of RAM. You'll be much better with 32 gig, especially if you'll be handling raw photo images, which, if you're serious about photography, you will be using. Raw files aren't compressed like JPEG, so they take up a lot of both RAM and storage space. And that's another spec you'll want to pay attention to, hard disk space. Go for at least a terabyte of space. It doesn't have to be an SSD since you'll have lots of RAM. CPU is not as important as the GPU, which is graphics processing unit, the chip on the graphics card. Editing software like Adobe Photoshop and Affinity Photo, which is our recommendation for editing software, for storage and asset management, take a look at ACDC, which is ACDSEE. It's a favorite among pro photographers, and it's pretty inexpensive.
Let us know what you end up going with and why, and how it's working out for you. All the details and, of course, all of that information, part of our show notes, you'll find at intotomorrow.com. Just look for the show for the weekend of October 19th, 2018. And while you're there, just like everyone else, not only sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter, but sign up for our free podcast so you don't miss any of the 3 hours on the show. For example, you listen on AM 800 CKLW, they have another commitment instead of our third hour. So you want to get it, and you can do it for free at intotomorrow.com, our podcasts.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Yes, you could just go offline, but come on, that's a little drastic. Better yet, ask us at Into Tomorrow how you can spend some time checking all your settings, adjust your mindset, control what you can control, and enjoy the benefits of your shared information all the way into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Jody in Unionville, Tennessee. Welcome into tomorrow.
My son is to attend the Nashville Software School, and he is wanting to know the best set of wireless headphones that are out on the market today to do some research. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, Jody. The list, though, is pretty much endless these days. Everybody's got wireless headphones, from legitimate audio companies to players who had promise, maybe, but just couldn't cut it in pro football, for example.
Now, if you want to get him cool, quote-unquote, headphones, just get him Beats and move along. No one will question their coolness, although I still feel that Beats headphones have become more of a fashion accessory than a headphone, especially when you see younger and even some older people walking around with them just hanging around their neck. But that's just my opinion.
That's my opinion, too. I don't think you need to spend the money for Beats, but that's, again, cool factor still there, unfortunately.
And for a little bit more money, Sony's 1000 XM2s have AI built into them and will adjust to their environment, recognizing whether or not they should be noise canceling, how much, and what frequencies. That's pretty great in that you could be isolated from the world. But if there's an announcement, you'll still hear it.
Yep, there you go. Now, if he's studying anything that requires good quality sound, he may be better off with a wired pair that costs the same but provides much better sound quality. So do check them out. Your best bet, stick with something that you've heard of or that you know. Intotomorrow.com for more.